Especially since COVID, I guess, there's a lot of people have got into camper vans and caravans, and it's a big part of Irish tourism now. Like, you know, and if you go abroad, there's I've been a few places in France and Spain, you see camper vans and caravans all the time. But listen, they're well set up for it, and unfortunately here in Donegal town we're not, you know. And listen, I think we need a whole of council, you know, approach, you know, to make sure that there's something built close to the town that the camper vans can go and stay. Somewhere that's properly, you know, properly resourced and has the facilities that's needed for camper vans, like, you know.
You've also raised concern as it relates to a certain cohort of camper van owners leaving their mess behind them. Between the jigs and the rails, do you feel that Donegal County Council has a handle on the situation?
Well, listen, majority of camper van owners and caravan owners are decent, respectable people who clean up after them and take away the anything, leave nothing behind. Now, there is some people that leave rubbish behind. We've seen that in Donegal town there over the last couple of weeks, you know, when the caravans and the camper vans, especially, you know, pull away, that they heap of rubbish behind them, you know. So the council have to, I think, have to give some sort of, you know, give them somewhere to put their rubbish, you know, supply bins to them, like, you know, because, you know, like I say, the majority of them take the rubbish away with them, but there are some that leave it behind, and we just need to give them no excuse to leave a heap of rubbish behind on the pier, especially down the pier, because now you can see 30 or 40 caravan or camper vans mostly down there on the pier the weekend and during the week now. Like, but and listen, we find weather, this is the time people are going to make the best. If they have invested in the camper van, this is the time they're going to head off for a weekend. And listen, we can't in Donegal town, you know, we can't just tell them to go somewhere else. We have nowhere really for them to go officially, you know. We have nowhere that's properly for the proper facilities, and we can't tell them to head off to Bundoran or somewhere, you know. I know we've recently had a new camper van park open in Mount Charles, which is very welcome. And I'm sure he'll be very busy. Hopefully it'll be a very great success for him. Like, you know, but we need somewhere around Donegal town as well, because, like I say, 40 or 50 camper vans, we can't, you know, we can't get rid of that number of people from the town. It's, you know, they're bringing money to the town. We need to keep that money in the town, but the council need to help out somebody to build a place, you know, and whether that's reduction in rates or reduction in development contributions and stuff like that. Until they get started, you know, it's very important that we get it done, you know.